are bound by credit card contracts, rental agreements, liens, loans, and wills. We sign on the dotted line without reading the fine print. We agree in our impatience to click ever forward to terms and conditions with which we may or may not agree.
That's Matthew Vollmer reading from the introduction to his new collection called Fakes.
But now imagine this, our oft-repressed language staging a rebellion. What would such an event look like? What if, in addition to relaying information, the language within one of these forms swerved, digressed, became elevated, and began to do something spectacular?
Fakes is an anthology of short essays by acclaimed writers, including George Saunders, Laurie Moore, Donald Bartlemy, and others, each one a fictionalized or fantastical take on a familiar form.
I've been thinking about forms for a while. I had experimented with different forms, like a story unfolding as a will and testament. I tried to format one of my stories as a chapter from the Bible. Another one was a transcript of a man leaving a message on his dead wife's cell phone, which he kept calling just to hear her voice. So, I mean, there are all these different spaces for language to inhabit. And the traditional literary story is one of them. But what happens if you try to squeeze that into some other genre, some other form of writing?
Vollmer directs the undergraduate creative writing program at Virginia Tech.
When you think about creative writing, you think about freedom. You know, like, oh, I have the freedom to express myself and all this. And I bought into that for years, and I still buy into it. Of course, I think that people should be expressing themselves in any way that they want. But it is a class, right? You should be teaching them things or challenging them in particular ways, I think.
So instead of focusing only on traditional literary realism, on setting, narrative, plot, Vollmer began assigning students a familiar form to write in. This constraint not only removed the fear of the blank page that stalks many writers, it also gave Vollmer the idea for this book. Fakes transforms the mundane into something moving, sometimes poignant, and often hilarious.
I think when you're subverting something, oftentimes it's funny, right?
Yeah.
And that's partly what I love about these things, is that often they are very funny. Even just from the titles. I mean, 1,000 words on why you should not talk during a fire drill. Some instructions to my wife concerning the upkeep of the house and marriage, and to my son and daughter concerning the conduct of their childhood.
That was a good one.
I mean, just the idea behind some of the scenarios, letters to Wendy's, which is a guy who really likes Wendy's and is writing letters to the corporation and asking them strange questions. Discarded notions, which is just a list. I mean, that's exactly what it is. It's a series of discarded notions that are each sort of more absurd than the next.
Vollmer says these fakes have something in common with another art form, the mashup. That's where two songs are overlaid to create a new work, off-putting to some who feel the originals are being subverted, as in this song from The Gray Album. It's a mashup of rapper Jay-Z's The Black Album with samplings from The Beatles' White Album. I'm Robbie Harris. Fresh to death, boarded from the projects, and I'ma take you to the top of the globe.